We're talking this morning with Senator John Jagler, who represents the 13th State Senate District here in the state of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Not too bad. Not a lot shaken at the state capitol these days as people get ready for the fall election. Now, you have an opponent, but that opponent is Democratic, and you being a Republican, there will be no primary, right?
Yeah, yes, blessed to not have a primary and getting ready for November. In the meantime, just taking care of stuff at the Capitol and making sure the wheels of government keep spinning as best as possible. Sometimes harder times to do that than others, but we're getting it done.
But other than that, a lot of different dairy breakfasts going on. I imagine you probably attended quite a few of those already this month.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we had one yesterday and had an opportunity to get some good breakfast and some good ice cream. And yeah, they're certainly a unique thing to Wisconsin, aren't they? It's just a very cool thing.
Yeah, we certainly look forward to that time of year. So, John, one of the things I did want to ask you about is something you kind of highlighted on your Facebook page. And I guess I wasn't aware of this, but I did see an article somewhere about it, was that Watertown, which is where you live, got its own replica of the Vietnam War Memorial.
Go ahead. No, it's been an amazing thing to watch. You know, these Vietnam Wall traveling walls, as they were called. You may have had an opportunity to see them. They've come to Wisconsin several times over the last 10 years. It's a replica of the wall, and what happened was, one of our groups here in town, the American Legion, combined with the Watertown Marine Corps League, or the Marine Corps League of this area, said, you know what, rather than have this wall travel when it gets so many people coming and paying respects to the Vietnam, you know, people who gave the ultimate sacrifice, what if we did this permanently in the city? And it was a tremendous undertaking. The cost alone, they had a $500,000 capital drive to try to raise this fund. And the amazing thing was, you know, they came to me initially with this idea, and I thought, I'll see if I could, you know, what I could get done on the state end or whatever, if there's any grants available or anything like that. And the Marine Corps League told me, no, we don't want any money for this. We want to do this ourselves. We want to do it ourselves. And I thought, well, holy cow, good luck. But they did it. They through corporate donations, through people giving $5, $10, $20, they raised all of this money, and so it is done. It's a reality, and then they had the big goal of getting it done by Memorial Day, and they even accomplished that. And what it is, it's a 80% high, so 80% size of the Vietnam Memorial that you would go see in Washington, D.C., laid out with all of the names of the fallen soldiers on the wall, just like it is in D.C., and it's right there, and it's going to be open 24/7. It's going to be open all year round, and it's here, and it's going to be quite a draw, I think, especially with the summer coming up and tourism season and people. If you drive past there, there's people there all the time. But it was great on the opening ceremony. They had a F-35 flyover. They had a Black Hawk helicopter come and land and stay for the whole ceremony. It was very moving. There were a lot of Vietnam vets from all over Wisconsin that were there, and just to watch them walk through and look for the names of their buddies and their brothers and sisters, it was incredibly moving. But this park is so special to me. It's all done with private donations from the Marine Corps League. Its upkeep is all done with volunteer labor. And one fantastic thing about it too is, it's actually home to a piece of the World Trade Center. It's a 9/11 memorial as well that's been up for years, and they actually have a piece from the South Tower, a metal beam from the World Trade Center that was transported here. And when it was dedicated, I actually got to read a letter from then President Bush, dedicating it to the city of Watertown and the people of Watertown. And So it's just a real, not many people know about it, but it's a real nice park right by the Watertown Airport that is certainly a special place to, you know, for a lot of people and a lot of the veterans groups in this area. And I hope it draws a lot of people to Watertown.
What's the name of the park, John?
It's Marine Corps Aero Park. It's Watertown Marine Corps Aero Park, and A-E-R-O. And its upkeep is done by the Watertown or by the Marine Corps League, the Bartlemy Schwefel Marine Corps League. But it's just like I said, if you have a day someday where a nice day, you want to get out and take a look, see the sights. This would be the park to go to. It's just mark it on your calendar as a go-to list. And I think we're going to get a lot of traffic there for sure, coming through this summer.
It's nice to see a tribute like that to our veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see how much it meant to them, too. I mean, it was the Memorial Day event was very moving. And then, you know, just to see, like I said, I live pretty close to it, and just we drive past it all the time. And to see folks just get out and walk and spend a few minutes and pay their respects, and it's just a sight to behold, no doubt about it.
Well, John, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
You bet. We'll see you at the dairy breakfast, guys.
That is State Senator John Jagler, who represents the 13th State Senate District here in Wisconsin.